You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1440.
If you go to a realtor and are presenting an offer, you know, how are you going to make them comfortable with your offer and that they're confident in going to their seller telling them that you're going to close? And so a lot of that is relationships.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Hey, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I'm your host today, Brent Bowers, the land man. And today I got Brandon Richards on with me. He is a wholesaler and real estate broker out of Northern Arizona, to be specific, Flagstaff, Arizona. And he's been investing in real estate for about 9 years now. And he wholesales, he's done quite a few deals, you know, mobile home parks and storage units and multifamily apartment complexes, and even vacant raw land. Today, we're going to discuss his what's working for him right now, how he's doing deals right now. And he's even going to talk about a deal where he made a quick $29,000 on that. He had about an hour of his own personal time invested. Guys, an hour of his time to make $29,000. It's about having financial freedom and time freedom, and I say geography freedom as well. So we'll go ahead and get right into it. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Brandon Richards, how are you today, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. Guys, Rhino Nation, Brandon Richard is the host of the Fearless Pursuit of Freedom podcast, located out of Flagstaff, Arizona. You know, give Rhino Nation 30 to 60 seconds a little bit about yourself.
I've been in real estate about just shy of 9 years, I think, now. I keep losing track, but I've done a little bit of all of it, but primarily I'm a broker and wholesaler, and I've wholesaled everything from land to hotels to mobile home parks.
Well, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. We want to hear all about it. So, you know, what's working today, Brandon? And then we'll kind of go back and kind of break down a deal that you've done.
As far as marketing or like just my specific niche?
It could be both. You know, what are you enjoying right now as far as your niche? And I guess, like, how are you finding deals? Because, like, we want to do deals. Like, the more deals we can do, the better we all do. I don't believe there's any competition in this.
Right. As far as what's working, I've always preferred direct mail, not only because it works, but it keeps me from having to do as many cold calls. I hate doing that personally. However, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, I did hire a cold calling team, and last week alone, they brought in just shy of 30 potential leads, and that's across land and residential.
30 leads to work through. Wow, that's pretty good. How many cold callers are on that team?
That's just one cold calling gal. Wow. So it was kind of a test flight with the new company I was using, and it's working out great. So I just actually reached out to him this morning, and I said, hey, you know, that 40 hours I paid for, it worked out great. I want to get a full-time caller.
I love it. Are you prepared to share that company? Are they ready for it yet?
Sure. Yeah. So Matt Larson runs it. So he runs Skipify as well as, I think it was on-demand cold calling, Rapid Assistance. And so
Rapid Assistance.
Yeah, on-demand's coming to mind because I paid for the on-demand program and that gets me X amount of hours or X amount of cold calls. But it's through his company, Rapid Assistance. And so they have everything from social media management, inbound sales, outbound sales, dispo, the works, everything. And so he has a pretty strenuous onboarding process with those VAs. Typically, they go through 100 assistants to get 3 to 5. And then like the on-demand, he just places one that they already either have staff, but when you choose one to be full-time, they train them for you, for your company. And that's what I'm moving towards just because last week was incredible. I mean, a lot of those leads are like, sure, I'll sell for $1 million. But you know, there's probably out of the 30, probably 5 that I'll be able to bring to contract and close.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Out of 30 leads, you'll have 5 contracts. So I think I'm looking at the site right now. Real estate on autopilot, rapidassistance.com. Is that the right one?
Yeah, rapidassistance.com.
Very cool. Guys, go to rapidassistance.com. Check that out. That's a substantial amount of leads. And you're right. I love direct mail. I send out offer letters. We call them land offer letters or LOLs because I don't want to do a bunch of phone calls. And I surely don't want to have to manage a phone call team or a cold call team. But that's pretty impressive. I love hearing what's working right now. And you know, you had mentioned something too that I don't want to gloss over it. You're a broker and a wholesaler.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool because I don't run into a lot of real estate agents or brokers that are also wholesalers. There seems to kind of be a stigma in, you know, licensed real estate eyes or minds about wholesalers. And obviously, we're not all created equal. Some of us are better than others.
Right.
So that's pretty cool that you're doing both. How does that work? And do you agree? Have you come across the same thing with licensed agents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bit of a stigma, especially for... I don't want to talk crap, but yeah, we've all seen it, right? So a lot of realtors like, oh, you know, I got a lowball offer from a guy that can close in 3 weeks, and the seller ended up accepting it and then shafted him at the end. And so they have this weird thing about wholesalers. Granted, there are definitely a ton of wholesalers that don't know what they're doing and they do unethical things. But in the grand scheme of things, if you just treat everybody as humans, you can be a wholesaler and a broker without crossing any fiduciary boundaries that you're obligated to as a licensed agent or broker. It was kind of by happenstance that I'm doing both. You know, when I started 8 or 9 years ago, I knew I wanted to be real estate investing, but I had no idea how to do it. So I got my license first, and I've been in it so long and with so many different brokerages that either liked what I was doing or didn't like what I was doing. And so finally last year, I was like, I need to get my broker's license and stop having everybody tell me what to do. So that's kind of how that happened.
I love that. Yeah. And, you know, how can a brand new wholesaler bridge the gap with dealing with that broker or get, you know, like what advice would you give to that wholesaler that's just kind of just starting out that's like, I'm afraid to talk to real estate agents or brokers because I feel like they don't like me type thing. Yeah. I see that holds a lot of wholesalers back. I really don't care if they like me or not, to be honest with you, because I was a real estate agent at one time too. And I surely didn't make much money doing that.
Right.
So it's just like, but I found a way to bridge the gap. I still treat them as human being. If I tell them I'm going to do something, I do it. Type thing.
And that's it right there. Is if you go to a realtor and are presenting an offer, you know, how are you going to make them comfortable with your offer and that they're confident in going to their seller, telling them that you're going to close? And so a lot of that is relationships. You know, if they've seen you close a deal, and so getting that relationship as a new wholesaler or a new relationship with a new realtor, it can be difficult for sure. And so maybe that's you putting down hard earnest money or cutting your due diligence down or saying, and like in Arizona now, it's required to disclose if you're wholesaling. And so disclose it, put in your hard earnest. And if as you're disclosing it, and if they are aware of what wholesaling is, let them know that you already have your buyer lined up. And then, I don't know, maybe connect them or something. I don't know what that looks like per se, but you know, do the things that would make you comfortable on the other side of the table, either in the realtor's shoe or the seller's shoe.
No, that's really good, Brandon. Thanks for sharing that. I just came back. I mentioned before we hit record, I just got back from Charleston. I spoke at Jennings Smith's My First Million in Multifamily out there.
Yeah.
And they had so many people that were doing deals. They walked across the stage. I got to see this success. And one of the, I would say the thing I heard the most out there was very similar to what you just said, was create relationships, build relationships, make relationships. And relationships, like think of anybody we have a relationship with. We usually know their spouse or at least their names, their maybe even their children's name, what they do, what they enjoy. It's not always just about the just very high level transaction. So, and that's hard. That's hard to create that. It takes what? Time. Most of the time, it's just time. And in this business, a lot of us get into it and we're like, oh, I need a deal yesterday. You just said 9 years. You lost track of time of how long you've been in real estate. I like to say I got in real estate in 2007. You know, 2007, I've been working at this. Actually, I got out of high school in 2004 and I wanted to be a real estate investor. And I read all the books. It took me years to kind of finally start pulling the trigger, which was finally in 2007. So really, 20 years now, I've been working on this business, working on it, practicing it. So that's incredible. Well, let's talk about some deals you're doing. You mentioned, obviously, you tickled my ear when you said land. Mm-hmm. Then you talk about mobile home parks and hotels. You got a deal that you want to break down? You know, let's tear it apart, do a little case study.
Sure. People tend to like the bigger deals. So we can either talk about the hotel or the mobile park. I've pushed through lots of land splits, zone changes, all kinds of things. So,
you know what? Let's direct it this way. What's your easiest, fastest deal where someone can go make money today, or at least start, you know, maybe that one?
I would say that's probably land. You know, if you want the fastest, the fastest way to a paycheck, you know, this has taken me years and years to figure this out. I've been wholesaling land for quite some time, but find an infill developer that needs land. He's struggling to find land, and start cold calling. So you can either pull a list. You can go to Skipify. You can go to ListSource. I use that one a lot back in the day. I use Skipify solely now, but create a list, find some infill lots, and start cold calling. And Skipify also integrates skip tracing. Obviously, that's why the name's there kind of that way. But if you don't use Skipify, you can use Skip Genie and several others. But just start cold calling and making a little offers. Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that. Well, I definitely, I'm really happy that you said land. I'm wearing a hat that says land on it. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So, all right. So I go and pull a list. Actually, let's back up a minute. You said infill developer. Can you break that down? Like define that for where anybody, like, what do you mean by that?
Infill is, when you think of developer, you're thinking of big tract neighborhoods. They've bought the land, they've split it, they've platted it, they've done all the underground utilities. An infill guy is either buying tracts within that new neighborhood or in an older neighborhood where there hasn't been a house, or sometimes the way we do it, we go find something that's worth tearing down and then wholesale that. And so, and that's in gentrification areas, you know, way out in the sticks. It doesn't really matter where it is, but it's either a neighborhood that's been there quite some time and there's just vacant lots, and you wholesale those.
I love that. Beautiful. So the infill, they've already got electric and water close by. Someone just needs to really go and maybe clear the land, add some dirt to it, build a house pad, put a foundation and start building the house. So you're making it easy for them. You mentioned list pulling providers. I love pulling my list from PropStream. Guys, you can get a 7-day free trial and pull 50 records from PropStream as well. I've been using that for many years now. ListSource is another great one too. But you can get a 7-day free trial if you go to thelandsharkslist.com. Get a 7-day free trial. You can pull 50 records and start calling those guys. I recommend, you know, finding an area where there's demand, where there's land selling. How do you find out that? You know, you go on Redfin. You go on Redfin and see where the land's selling in the last 3 months, and then go pull a list from the landsharkslist.com. That's the link to the 7-day free trial PropStream. And then you mentioned skip trace that list. What are you paying for skip tracing on Skipify? Like, what does that work out to?
I don't know how it's integrated in, because you pay for a monthly subscription and it gives you, let's see if I'm still logged in. And I just started this one too. This is another one that's by the same company that does the rapid assistance.
Oh, cool. So they're linked to that. They offer one-stop shop almost.
Yeah. So I got, I think I have the basic plan. I pay $289 and I get 10,000 records, 3,000 skips. And every skip above that is 12 cents, it looks like. And then if I'm just doing onesie twosies, I'll go into Skip Genie, and I have pretty good accuracy with that one. I've been using Skip Genie for a long time, actually. It's just, I can't bulk skip though with that one.
Yeah, no, I got a good one for you. For anybody that's like, I don't have $289. Like, I want to share, like, okay, guys, this is the cheapest, fastest way to get a deal today. Mm-hmm. Go to textlandowners.com. It's 7 cents a record. A record to do skip traces. No monthly fee, none of that stuff. They also offer cold calling and texting too. But so we're keeping track of this. We're going to find an area of demand where land's selling on Redfin. Then we're going to go pull a list from PropStream. And then we can take that list and skip trace those landowners through textlandowners.com for 7 cents a record. But you also mentioned first, find the infill developers. And I'll tell you the way I do it, Brandon, like, tell me if you're doing it a different way, is we can also go on PropStream and see who's the cash buyers in that area. Yeah. And that's generally the people that are buying those parcels of land. And what's really cool is the textlandowners.com, they can skip trace LLCs. So they the phone number and all that. So it's like reverse wholesaling. You already have your buyer in mind, what they're looking for, and you go out there and just fill the demand, fill their orders. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that's great. I'm glad we're on here because now I'm learning new things. I'm always, especially when I'm, like I said, I've been wholesaling land for quite a few years, but not like very diligently. And so I've just been doing kind of like just no real dedication to it. And so I've learned a lot of things in the past couple of months when I've been getting into it. Like I think everybody uses like, what's this one company? Priced, P-R-Y-C-D for like comps and stuff. So I'm still learning because right now I do all my stuff semi-locally within like an hour. And being a broker, I have MLS access. And so that was my journey into more land is how do I virtually do this outside of state? And I'm still trying to find like all the right ways to comp deals that I don't have MLS access to.
Yeah, it's just a system. That's really it. It's a step-by-step system program. I love what Brent Daniels says on here. You know, you show me the, you tell me the dream. It's led by the system. It happens with the system because, you know, it's habits. You know, the motivation will eventually run out. The excitement will eventually go away. And it turns into just a system and a process. It's like, you know, for 3 years straight now, I've been going to the gym every single morning after we drop the kids off or after the kids go to school. Summertime's a little different because we're usually on trips. But my truck automatically drives to that gym. No matter what, there's no thinking about it. It just happens. So that's turned into an automation, or before it was a system. But before that, it was excitement because, like, okay, I want to keep my military body and I'll stay, get back in shape, blah blah blah. And now that motivation's long gone.
Yeah,
it probably went away that first week. Honestly,
I almost missed this podcast because like you said, systems. I was like, wake up, go to the gym. I was driving to the gym, and I was like, wait. I didn't check my calendar this morning. I'm pretty sure I have a podcast. I had to turn around. I almost missed the podcast. I was heading to the gym. I was just so gym time. Go.
There you go. Perfect example. It happens whether you like it or not. Like guys, like this is what I'm talking about, Rhino Nation. You set up that system where every single day you make sure you make offers. In this business, it's really down to how many offers a day can you consistently put out. And I say 6 days a week, you know, make sure offers are going out 6 days a week. Well, Brandon, let's shift a little bit. Let's talk about your favorite land deal or, you know, one of your best land deals or the easiest land deals or land deal that you made the most money on.
I can tell you about some pain in the butt ones. I can tell you. So some of my longest plays have been land deals. We've done some, I just got done with a, very painful, not expensive, but just time-consuming zone change here recently. It took 26 months on that one. That one, nearly 2 years into it, finally got approval from the county. And then 2 days after the approval, after the Board of Commission's hearing, the county attorney called and said, hey, I know we approved you a couple of days ago, but we missed something. So we have to continue going. And so we had to go replat the neighborhood, or we had to do a plat amendment. Anyways, long haul. So that one was fun. We've done, as far as most profitable, would be wholetailing. I place double wide manufactured homes. And so I'm always looking for little parcels to build on. And during COVID, the homes were taking, normally they take 1 to 3 months, depending on a variety of things. But during COVID, I had a house that was taking over a year to show up, took 15 months to show up. And so in the interim, I had bought my lot. I started my house order, and the manufacturer kept saying next month, next month, next month. So I put it on the MLS. I paid 17. I put it on the MLS and I sold it for 54 in like a week. And then I went out and bought a new lot to put my house on.
So wait a minute. So you prepared that lot where someone can just show up and put their manufactured home on it. So are you saying that did you build a house or actually manufactured home? You don't even need a house pad. Did you just build a driveway and electric and water?
So this lot, I got a great deal on it. It was actually, I was just driving around. And I found some dude's sign and I called him and I locked it up and bought it.
Wait a minute. You can't just call a sign and do a land deal. Yeah. Like it can't be that easy.
Easy peasy. And so I don't start prepping my lots until I know the house is 30 days out. And I never got that confirmation from the factory. So I sold it, you know, unprepared for anything. It had a small driveway, but I didn't do my pad. I didn't bring in APS, which is power. I didn't start my septic. I had raw land with a driveway that I bought for 17 and sold for 54 on MLS.
That's my kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
I love just buying the land and remarketing it, aka taking some photos, some drone photos, even video, and putting it on the MLS and land.com and sometimes even some of these commercial sites. But that's really cool. I like that. So that's what you call wholetailing.
Yep.
Well, Brandon, what nuggets of advice from a 9-year veteran in the business of real estate? What would you give advice to someone just starting out? Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. What would you leave them with today?
My route into this, I said, I got my realtor license and I was just trying to learn and go. And I figured that was the route. And I was always learning, but scared to take the next steps. And so one of my favorite things to tell people is when I was finally doing real estate, I was wholesaling, I was flipping. The next level for me was that this was commercial deals, but I didn't, I was scared to talk to those sellers. I was unsure about my ability to efficiently and effectively communicate with them. So I forced myself into doing it by sending out marketing pieces. So yeah, it was simple. I was still driving for dollars back then. So I found this old crappy storage facility. I mailed him. He called me. He says, "Hey, Brandon, I'll sell you my storage facility if you buy my apartments next door." And I was like, "Oh, you own the apartments next door. That's kind of cool." And so I went through the motions and I ended up buying the storage and the apartment building, owner finance with only 10% down within, I don't remember the time frame, probably 4 to 5 months or whatever it was. And I was scared to make that next jump. So I forced myself into it. And that's what I tell people. So if like you're brand new, send some letters out. You're going to get phone calls and it's going to force you to learn that seller communication muscle and you'll get a deal. Unexpectedly. Yeah.
Is it okay to tell them that you're brand new? Like, hey, I'm learning this still, or I have partners, or I join a course and have a mentor.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's incredible. All right. So yeah, we're all scared. We're all scared of what someone's going to say or think about us, or we're going to look stupid, or you're going to judge me. Fear of failure, fear of rejection. Those are really the two only things. Fear of failure, fear of rejection.
Yeah.
But, those are, if you put things in place that it's going to happen, whether you like it or not, I just mentioned, I just came back from speaking on stage. If I wouldn't have scheduled that a year ago, it wouldn't have happened this weekend. Yeah. Now, was I a little nervous to get up there? Yeah. But once I got up there, I forgot all about it because there was beautiful faces looking back at me and the words came out. So it's just like, we just got to schedule it or we just got to mail it. We got to get those letters in the mail. So Rhino Nation, just keep taking action. Take action if you haven't taken any action. Get out of education mode. I'm not saying turn off this podcast, but I'm saying take notes and time block this and take the action steps that Brandon and I talk about on this podcast. Before I go, I forgot to ask you. You mentioned how much money you made on that that deal. How much was it again? Because I want to hit the victory bell for you.
I think all in all, I netted somewhere around $29,000. Not my most profitable, but the easiest deal. For sure.
You netted $29,000 on one deal. How much time? First of all, let me just hit this. There's the victory bell, ladies and gentlemen. Well, how much time did you have into that $29,000?
Pretty much nothing. I did my own drone video, so I took the time to go out there and drone it, but I enjoy flying RC stuff. But maybe an hour with the purchase agreement, buying it, the private money to take it down, and then the sales side. So hour and a half or so. Yeah.
Man, I love that. So $29,000 on a quick wholetail deal. You have 1 hour into it. That's what you fill up your time with when you're doing the rezones for 26 months. That's time consuming. That's crazy. Yeah. One or two of those a month might help with that. Well, Brandon, thanks for being a guest on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. Rhino Nation, take action right now. Go to wholesalinginc.com/land and schedule that call. Fill out that application. You got to fill out the whole thing or we're not going to give you a call. Again, that's wholesalinginc.com/land. God bless.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.